And I think that just that flicked this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Yeah. I bought her a chain, I bought her a bag, I'm buying her everything. The only thing that I didn't buy her is a new wedding ring. I told her to promise to always stay true and never to fuck the team. I know she probably think I'm crazy cause I'm always saying that. But my ex, she did me dirty once I got my heart attached. And I'm steady popping Xans cause they help me to relax. Xanax don't help me, it just put me in a trance. I'm talking about euphoria, I'm not talking about a man. Told her don't leave me cause I need you by my side. As long as you don't leave me, then I'll probably be alright. And that one time that you left me, I didn't get no sleep that night. And that one time that you left me, I took 10 perks to get high. 10 perks to get high. Pray that I don't die. But if I die, I'll see you in the sky. 2 pints of the Quay Quay. Don't leave, just stay, babe. Let's go on a vacay and leave the world behind. And I really got abandoned by my father. So learning how to treat a woman, it was harder. She broke my heart a couple times, then I got smarter. I fucked her friends and said I never meant to hurt her. Turns out she a squirter. Kill the pussy, it's murder. Kill the pussy, Michael Myers. These perk 30s get me higher. For the perk 30, I'm a fiend. I pray I don't OD. And I'm still sipping codeine. My double cup put me to sleep.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 863, part two. Every time you guys play one of these fucking songs, it sounds like a Lonely Island, like a goof song. But I mean, he's clearly a very real person. Yeah, I look over and I see Jim.
Ten perks,
like it was his song. Speaking of 10 perks to get high, I'm sitting next to Mr. Jeff Murphy.
10 cheeseburgers to get full. Oh, man. Oh, my God. I just flew in here on a perk 30, and boy, is my jaw tired. Whoa. Oh, my God. India and Pakistan's at war right now, Mike. What the fuck?
Shit, tell
India me. Versus Pakistan. I just flew in from Pakistan, and boy, did that plane smell bad.
Whew. Hell yeah.
Yikes. Bunch of Pakistanis on there. P.U. Uh-huh. The worst part about Pakistan is it doesn't have Building 7. Just like America, Building 7.
What's Building?
It's the one that 8-9.
I'm pretty sure he told you that exact joke before, and you had the same exact reaction.
I didn't remember it.
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. I am also here with someone who's got so many cups. I don't know how he's still awake, but he ain't pissed yet. Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you for that fine intro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is part two. And one of the favorite games that we play here on part two, and we don't really have a name for it. I'm trying to like workshop a name.
Everyone knows it though.
Is it like maybe it's like Realtard or like Real or Retard is real like the retard. Name? Like, is it Real or Retard? Like
okay. Real, Realtarded,
Realtarded,
Realtarded.
Yeah. Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, Realtarded, where we find someone. Usually they're on TikTok. These people blow up on TikTok. And actually, Kristen sent me this person.
Who? You mean some random person?
Yeah, Kristen. Kristen sent me this person. And, like, it does feel like this could be a bit. I didn't want to look too much further into it. I wanted to adjudicate this on the show.
Okay.
So I wanted to save it. Because we never know. We never know. Is this a person who's going through psychosis? Or is this a person doing a bit, trying to get internet clout, as it were?
It looks like Pat, like Pattinson, like when he's taking the cowl off, but he's still got all the eye black
yes,
on.
Yes,
you're
yeah.
not my dad.
But I think this person goes off on Raising Cane's in this one.
Okay.
Raising Cane's getting hit with a federal lawsuit because one of their employees farted. Oh, actually, there's a spoiler. Spoiler for the video.
Yeah, I read that earlier. I'm quite intrigued.
I just drove up to Raising Cane's
ordered food, and the guy, like, I had my window down, and he came up to my window and ordered my food, and he farted, and the fart went up my nose, and I complained, and they, first, they didn't want to refund my order. They couldn't find it. They're acting like they didn't know how to refund my order, and then they gave me another manager that was like, well, what's your name? And I was like, well, what are you talking about? I just need my order refunded. My name's Anthony. They're like, well, what did you order? I said, well, four chicken strips in a fry. And then
that's
That's not an order at Cane's for people if you've never been to Cane's.
So you left the coleslaw out somehow?
Yeah, I am already dubious of this person because one of the iconic things about Cane's is knowing.
Combo.
Yeah. Do you know slaw extra toast?
Get the slaw out of here.
Like everyone has all the everyone knows their order. So the idea that he had to go, oh my order.
Although it would be a clear sign of someone in psychosis if they were ordering a la carte at Raising Cane's. If they were like, let me get four tenders and then a side of fries. It'd be a maniac would be doing.
Not
that.
Not even a caniac. A maniac.
Can I get a chicken sandwich and a lemonade?
I cussed them out because the freaking because of what happened. That's an ADA violation. Are you fucking kidding me? So one manager said that they would refund it and gave me my food, and then they switched to another manager that told me that here's your refund. And I was like, well, where's my food? Like, I came here to get food, and you guys fucking farted in my face. And now you've refunded me and I'm leaving without food. Like, and he's like, well, I can call the police. I was like, okay, call the police. I'm not leaving here. And I just drove off after that. But not only is that an ADA violation, but that's retaliation on top of that. So like, guys, it's all documented. It's fucking stupid. Like they're goddamn, what the fuck? Like he didn't have to fart in my face. And on top of he didn't have to fart in my face. They could have fixed it by giving me my food for free and refunding me. Like, are you telling me that I have to pay for my food and
it is a great move to want the refund and the item you were buying.
Yeah.
Like that's a pro
power
move.
You already have it there.
Does he have tape on his face that's pulled back? Like look at the edges of his face. You can see that it's like shiny and there's like a crease. Yeah. Like it looks like
yeah.
they put
yeah.
like tape on his face and then pulled it back.
Yeah, because he almost has like a seraphite. What are they from Last of Us? Seraphine or whatever, where they have like the scars.
Yeah, because
he almost has lines near his mouth or whatever.
Well, he's like a warlock casts a spell on a jack-o'-lantern to make it a person for 12 hours.
Yeah. And all he wanted was some Raising Cane's, but his kryptonite is farts. So the last thing you can do is fart near a jack-o'-lantern turned human.
Get farted in my face and it go up my nose and I smell the fart. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So no joke.
So that's that whole video.
So the
where are we at for federal whistleblower? Where are we at one video in for federal whistleblower?
The way they talk sounds authentic. Like this is this person.
Yeah.
And so, but now that can obviously be faked if you do a character long enough. But the talk and the the world owes me kind of like attitude feels very authentic.
Yes.
But the not knowing the Cane's order, again, immediately jumps up as a red flag.
Yeah, because he's a homeless guy. The guy's like, hey, get out of my car.
Because obviously the mentioning of a fart that went up your nose, that starts to get into jokey territory. That starts to get into all right, are you just kind of spinning a yarn?
But he doesn't linger on it in a way where he wants the audience to laugh at it. It's almost like he's talking about it's crazy, right? So it's hard to tell.
Because the type of person that would bring up the fart as a goof would lean into it more than this person leans into it.
Yeah. But then the ADA claim, that can go either way because people love throwing that around.
Yeah.
But then that's also that's why it's also an easy goof. But then they look crazy, in the way that people look crazy in real life when they're crazy. So that's hard.
Let me see. Are the rest of these videos just lip syncing, though? Maybe they're all lip.
Creepers get high.
Serving, though. He can't deny that he's serving.
He's in the passenger seat now.
I feel like I need my Patronus to dispel this guy.
If you know, you know. I'm a survivor, and this is a protest.
I don't know.
Where's he at? City of Vista, California. Just like some Podunk, California.
This is leaning more into real now. Now that I'm getting into,
pictures of long text.
There's just like screenshots of long stories.
Yeah, it feels like the type of person that, like, he may look like Domino from fucking Deadpool, but it's the way he acts feels very authentic.
Yeah, he looks like Powda. Is this Powda?
Now this is what holding yourself accountable to the truth looks like. Dustin Bollinger from Missouri, thank you so much. I forgive you. You are the first out of thousands of individuals and corporations to hold themselves accountable and apologize to me honestly. Honestly. And Dustin Bollinger, you are so much better than the rest.
You know who he looks like?
Dustin Bollinger is from my past.
You know in Hook when Rufio like gets the wig off of Captain Hook's head, and it's like
Dustin Hoffman,
and he's it's like, give me back my dignity, and like he looks like that, like that's who he looks like. He looks exactly like that.
And Obama. I forgive him.
It's 5:30 a.m. and I'm watching a goth complaining about farts. What has the world come to? Woman face palming emoji.
Miss Dog Lover, you're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Where do you live in?
By
Scotland?
The way, Miss Dog Lover, Streamathon's going to be your best friend because you're going to get to watch Jim and them at a time where you'd normally want to be awake.
We're all painted like this, talking about like, what was the deal? This is the best apology ever. You're like,
For what he did. And that's between me and him.
Why put it on here?
He
then?
Said, I he posted someone saying that guy really forget, really apologized for that horrible thing he did. He's like, yeah, I did.
So did really he's Dustin.
I think he's the guy that did the bad thing, and he like, wow, shout out to Dustin Bollinger. And he's like, yeah, this guy shouted me out for apologizing for how bad I was.
Because Dusty T-Bot said, I deserve a lot of things, but what I did last night and the center block, I'm so sorry. Words won't describe how sorry I am.
I think he's just a person.
Oh, well, yeah, that's just another stranger. Guy using that to like, well, if that guy crashed out, I'm crashing out here too.
Yeah, let's all do
I'm
it together.
Sorry. Like, I blacked out and went up the open mic and said fag a bunch.
You know when you go to a restaurant and like, for a split second, the smell of food smells like sewage or like what's the rotten egg smell that they put in gas to like make so you can tell when there's a gas leak?
I'm not sure.
Where you have that split second where like around a restaurant it smells like that. Do you think it's just that? And this guy's like, oh, that guy farted in my face.
Oh, like that's what he confused the fart with?
Yeah.
I think the guy just ripped one, probably.
I really?
Not in his face, though. But
I think he ripped one.
Or maybe.
Because if it's so loud that he can hear it out in his car or on the other side of the counter, everyone heard it. And, like, there's no way everyone's just standing for
that. Yeah, maybe it was just fabric on the side of the drive-through window, and he thought it sounded like a fart or something.
Yeah, maybe it was someone just, like, tearing a parachute.
Yeah, but what I did to realize that this night, is Dusty Teapot.
And the center block.
Banner block you.
Referring to this night again. When I, on Independence Center, the whole block of that, there was another incident. He said, I'm so sorry. Words won't describe how sorry I am. I've been a crappy friend.
Yeah, this guy's real.
Thank you,
this guy's real.
Yeah, this is real.
He's real. He sucks. And I think that he's... making up a story. I think
I was
that this is like
stalked by the Smashing Pumpkins.
This is a guy that just like needs attention, so he just like goes online and acts crazy, hoping people will pay attention.
Well, the best place to go with this, this whole aura and attitude and way of thinking, is the internet, especially TikTok.
Yeah, right to the internet.
By Paris Hilton and 1111 Media for over 5 years. She's not going to get away with it.
The Zoom was great. That sold it. Well, I guess I didn't realize I should have checked the channel because I didn't realize there wasn't more just rants about fast food. It's a lot of oh, there you go. Yeah. Dustin Hoffman and Hook.
Yeah.
It's there. It is. There it is. Everybody, right there. There you go. That's who we're looking at. Even the hair.
It's a lot of like serving cunt in some of the videos with lip syncing and then maybe a few small quick rants or long screen caps of like
insane
Instagram posts
perk
and
messages.
Text and shit.
Perk messages.
Yeah. Somebody hacking into accounts.
Obama. This is Pagliacci.
Imagine if that claims worker didn't fart and a black metal juggalo going off on M.
Wait, what?
I guess he's got on black metal juggler.
Oh, yeah, duh, yeah. Thank you, Max. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hacking into accounts to plant incriminating information.
Yeah, that's
will
it.
Be their downfall.
Also, game recognized game though with the green screen fabric on the wall. I mean, that's some real pro shit.
Yeah, game recognized game.
But what you do is you don't let anyone ever see that. You know how people don't yeah, know why yeah. why you're talking about what you're talking about? Yeah. Because they've never seen
they
it
should
before.
Should have put like the NBA Finals on behind him.
Hey y'all, God has a big heart. If
is that him on the shirt?
You're involved in anything illegal?
Could have waited 15 seconds to hit play.
Yeah, finish that
just,
bite.
Yeah, hit start just like just 10 seconds later.
I love chewing ice. I'm chewing ice real quick.
No one's saying like, hey, bro, like there's not a gun to your head.
Yeah, he's acting like someone ran in with the camera video going. It's like, no, you turned it on.
Give
you
us
hit
your
record.
I'm sorry. I mean, Chex Mix.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of biscotti, but I've got some wisdom for you.
You're involved in anything illegal? And you feel trapped? And you want to stop?
He looks like that got kicked out of Starbucks again for that. You guessed it, being white, but it just says it's like a, what does he have? It's like something, oh, eat shit on his forehead.
Wait, what is that?
You have never, that's like classic an old, tweet. It's like an old meme.
Oh, I don't know if I've
it's
seen it.
It's just a white bald guy that's like, hey everybody, I just got kicked out of Starbucks for, you guessed it, being white. And he's just got the words eat shit written on his forehead.
You can decide at any moment.
Pack it in.
Yeah, Jesus.
Pack it in. Hey, are we cooked, fam?
Is this going anywhere?
Like, but, nope.
I like the fuzz on the top of his head like a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
It's got
that's
like
his
the
hair.
Little,
that's his hairline.
It's Hoffman-esque.
Like a Gerber baby. Almost like it's not quite there, but if you grow that in just like a few more days on that, you got a little Gerber baby.
Ooh, it's like balls. It's like a little kid's ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yes. Like a weird Latina mom filter on a baby.
Oh, it's me, Pietro. Pietro looks beautiful.
Pietro?
Pietro.
Like, oh, yeah, that's the lady I work with her at computers.
This, someone that this wants sucks. To escape.
This sucks, and it's definitively real, and that makes it worse.
Or like, or something that they're stuck in and they want out of it because whatever reasons, you know, like at.
Oh my God!
Like,
who's this
if you're
for?
A victim, you're a victim. Anyway.
Oh my God! I love hey, that. Y'all. That was one of the most frustrating minutes of a video I've ever watched because it kept being like, first I'm chewing and I'm like, all right, what is the thing? You're gonna get to the thing, and then it almost cuts off like at the before he even gets to whatever the point was. I don't even understand what the advice was supposed to
well,
be.
Well, in the middle, even he was like, you know, whatever.
Federal whistleblower fell off.
Yeah, no, federal whistleblower really fell off.
But
federal,
maybe three more.
I think that federal whistleblower
God has a
was much better as the bass player in the Wild Stallions.
Hold
and,
on.
Not on TikTok.
Mm. I want to hear this 50 seconds uninterrupted. I just want to try to get to the what the point, like what he's getting at here.
Okay.
God has a big heart. If you're involved in anything illegal.
All right.
And you feel trapped and you want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide at any moment.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I don't know what it would look like, but I would definitely help.
Yeah.
Someone that wants to escape.
Uh-huh.
A cult or like or something that they're stuck in and they want
yeah
out
that
of-
that's what throws me off. Does he mean a cold like I know I said like, I wouldn't interrupt it but he's talking for so all right God he's basically the initial point is kind of like God forgives like there's nothing too bad that you've done out there. And there's always a way out. So we're almost kind of getting to that.
And there's a really good point he makes where he's like, I don't know what that would look like. And then, yeah, he's
I'd help.
He's working through a cold. He made a bunch of cocoa that's just a thing of marshmallows. He goes in for more. Yeah, this is it.
Someone that wants to escape
a cold.
A cult or like
a cult
or something that they're stuck in and they want out of it because whatever reasons, you know, like at like fuck if it. You're a victim, you're a victim. Anyway,
that's on period.
Hey, y'all.
Anyway,
on to the next. Just films another one immediately. Anyway, upload. Here's another.
Eat a cob of corn.
Another cameo.
You know that if they really wanted you know, what the fuck are you doing?
I've got peanut butter, no jelly. Where's the milk? All out of milk.
It would be great if then like the camera pans to the side. There's this huge bulletin board with a list of every TikTok. Like they're all planned out ahead of time. Yeah. Here's the one about God's plan and a cult. All right, let's do that one. Bang that out. These are all done within the span of like a week, too, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a million of them.
Mm-hmm. These fucking tarot readings are kind of annoying because there's too many damn people that this shit, the same fucking thing applies to. Like fucking, they thought that they could mess with you, but they can't. You just defeated the fucking like
Xanathar.
Highest priestess or whatever. And then now I am the highest priestess, like freaking, like, and then freaking like everybody's collapsing and turning in everybody and freaking this and that. But it's like, that applies to everybody. And then it's like, okay, this person tried a destiny swap with you, and now it's going in like a boomerang return to them. Yeah, but that fucking everybody and their goddamn dog tries a destiny swap with me. Like, freaking, it ain't no big deal. I'll be over here being a fish. <He's> fucking...
It's like Endman.
Really killed it at the end, though.
You know what I do like about this is that no one likes or comments on any of them. There's no like, views.
I think
I love that. I'm really, really happy about that. If this would have been like some big TikToker, that would have been frustrating. But I love that these videos are going out to nobody.
Yes,
and that's it, and that's who they should be going out
to. Shit, tired of these motherfucking tarot readings on this motherfucking plane.
Well, that I think only the fart one got some heat.
Pun intended.
And then now this is classic Jim and them because we like to find someone that has no followers and no views and watch a million of their videos in a row.
Become intimately familiar with them.
I love the I'm just gonna be over like a fish. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, they everybody really crush it at the end.
Their goddamn dog tries to destiny swap with me. Like freaking it ain't no big deal. I'll be over here being a fish. This fucking
I don't even know what that means.
Hard, dude. Mewing.
Yes, you do.
Mewing like a bitch.
What are you going to be doing over there like a fish?
You know what it means.
Paris Hilton sex tractor. Sex
he has
tractor.
Like a million of those.
See things clearly now. I think this all makes sense. Paris Hilton and her team.
How
like 30
this
or
is
more people. Have
well, I mean, I guess it's kind of like a Boy Blue situation where they probably post old videos again because how like the other one was 6 days ago. This is also 6 days ago. Am I just missing that sometimes he's cleanly maybe he's shaved later and then filmed more cameos or what? Are these all done in real time?
You're asking, is this the one where he looks really good to you?
Yeah, no, I mean, he just looks completely haggard.
Well, it looks like he has drunk face.
The other one's from a lower angle with no shirt on.
Yeah, I think it's probably old stuff, but also. And maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. From what I understand, a lot of people that like put videos online, it's just like, oh, I'm going to film 7 videos over 3 days. And then 3 months later, I'm going to put
up. Some of them up. They'll get mixed in. They're all getting
I just, I'm recording 24/7. And then, they go up whenever I want.
He's yippinating the algo.
Yep, Jeff's right.
He's yippinating the algo.
Grumble and grunt. I'm jealous of his worldview. It's like believing King Charles is Dracula. It would make life more interesting. Very true. It's like you're living in an adventure. You're living in an adventure land.
Oh.
Like you have all these cool stories in your mind, and as far as you're concerned, that's all true. It's all like real.
It's like believing Xanathar is a paladin of Khorne and not
sometimes
the leader
I feel
of the
like
guild.
I really struggle in my life. And here's this guy at peace mewing like a fish.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, Zenpai. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you know, you think you got it hard. Then this person has it way easier than you.
Yeah, sometimes dead is better. The Pet Cemetery guy walks in. Kill yourself. Sometimes you should kill yourself. Don't do it over there.
This all makes sense. Paris Hilton and her team of like 30 or more people have been surveilling me for the past like up to 5 years even. And I believe it was to try to traffic me because this Pammy Hilton.
Can I drop a hypothetical on you?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't want to sound crass. I'm just trying to like really like put myself in the shoes of someone. If I wanted to like own a person or I wanted to like be the recipient of human trafficking, it's often like young, pretty girl.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So,
meanwhile,
theoretically,
this guy's over here just mewing like a fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is this for?
No, I was thinking...
Is it from like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I was thinking a similar thing because it also like, it kind of shows your ego of like, of course they want to traffic me. Yeah. Like everybody wants to fuck
me.
Well,
I feel like I could just walk around and get this guy. I don't think I have to bid. like the deep web or whatever. I feel like this guy's just like under the bridge, like, like, hey, you want to suck my dick? He's like, sure.
I will.
A Saudi prince's weird friend is like, damn.
Hey, you want to go on the New York? Roller coaster? Kill him.
Chick from Russia named Polina, and I have evidence of her.
Obama!
Reminds me of James McAvoy in that movie Split.
Ah, there you go, Miss Dog Lover.
He wishes.
Yeah, he does kind of wish, though.
James McAvoy was jacked and
trafficking people. And she and Pammy Hilton works for these modeling agencies that.
Who's Pammy Hilton?
She says that she gives them interviews or like hooks them up with casting or whatever, but there's never any records of it.
Anyway,
they don't.
I'm a fishy fish.
From being trafficked to the Hilton network, see things clearly now. Oof.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little sad, doesn't it?
Sometimes
it gets a little sad because this person's alone saying this to the wall, and then sometimes they turn their phone on and they're saying it to you.
I mean, it is a lonely person who probably lives in like one of those like capsule hotel sized apartments in like California, right?
Yeah, here I am trying to sit on the comfort of my own home, scrolling through my phone, and then all of a sudden this guy pops up, and he's in my life now.
How dare you?
He has 250 views because he posts it, and then he looks at it, and he's like, "Cool, me too." This is the exact thing he's talking to.
Oh, my God.
Like, that exact thing's happening to me.
Yeah, it's like when a dog sees himself in the mirror and doesn't know it's him.
Hey, I've been stalked by Gianna Ross. He's like, what? Me too.
Me too.
You kind of dress like me, too.
I love seeing myself. I feel represented.
He starts pecking at his phone.
Oh, Paris Hilton bought 2 shirts from my store. I don't know if that information is valuable to anybody or what. But
that was zero likes, zero comments, no view.
Give it a like.
Yeah, the first view.
Give it a like.
Not valuable to anybody.
Let's hit that with a heart. There we go.
One view, one like. What view, one like?
Don't say we never did nothing for nobody.
Yeah.
I want to see their shirt store.
I'm wondering why he's mad at white chicks too.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, one of the top ones.
Oh, I didn't see it. Where is it?
It's a headline, a newspaper headline at the top. White chicks too, very top.
Oh, very top.
Oh, like tippy top.
Oh yeah, officially canceled.
What? I'm not even... Okay, Waves Brothers at Peace say the real sequel.
Ooh, this is original music.
It's living my truth.
From Anthony, is this Anthony Baby Blue?
Because his name was Anthony, right?
When
we saw him like on Facebook,
was it something else though?
Thought it was Anthony.
It sounds too good.
Thought it was like Dustin.
Oh, Dusty Bones or whatever. Dusty Eats.
I mean, does he have pictures with Paris Hilton? Is there truth to this? No, is that Diddy? Diddy in Paris?
That's actually not him,
dude. Have you seen Diddy? He's all gray and fucking haggard.
I saw someone had described him that way. I didn't see the... Was there photos of him?
Yeah, I saw... I mean...
That's that good jail life?
I could have fallen for some AI thing, but it looked real.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's kind of no question on this person then, huh? Yeah.
Killing it.
And I don't know how to act. Booty candy painted with the diamond in the back. What is she talking about, Normani?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about all that.
Buddha candy painted.
I thought he was at least like skinny, but he's also got like a weird body. He's got like a weird like Dale Gribble from fucking King of the Hill body.
Moons and cats and shit says died mysteriously of cancer.
Oh, I wonder who. I wonder who's going to come up in this video that died mysteriously.
The greeter at the Walmart. He bothered all the time.
Made for the family after my Aunt Misty mysteriously died of cancer over a 6-month period.
Is that mysterious when your aunt dies? Does it take 6 months for cancer to ravage her body?
Yes, if it was like aggressive cancer or fake cancer.
Yeah. This is just the guy next to you in self-checkout getting like just Doritos going like, fuck, fuck. And he's like got high heels on and looks like this. You're like, I just got to get my.
And you're just trying not to make eye contact.
Yeah,
you don't want to make eye contact.
Yeah, he's trying to put like change into the self-checkout and it keeps like going back. He's like, fuck.
or like an extreme version of the person that asks if like you can lend them some gas money or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, we just need $5 for we broke down.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get back to my back to Los Angeles.
Dude, I was driving home from Albertsons. I'm in my car. I'm eating a hot dog because I got one of those Nathan's hot dogs you can get for like $1.50. Mm-hmm. So I was like eating it in my car, and a lady comes up and like. It's like a lady, like a regular lady, not like a homeless looking person. And she's like knocking on the window. And so I rolled it down. I'm like, what's up? Yeah. Can I help you? And she's like, yeah, me and my son were trying really, really hard to get back to California.
Oh, Jesus.
And we need like, we're like, all right, there's something wrong with our car. So we're trying to get money. And like, I was like, whatever. I can throw a couple bucks. And so I was like, I had like $3 cash in my wallet. I'm like, let's give him some cash. It's not a big deal. And she's like, oh, well, I can't really take cash. And I'm like, oh, there's not much I can do. And she's like, well, don't you think you could just like you do Cash App or something on your phone? And I'm like,
fuck that shit.
And I was just like, I need her to go away. So I was like, I'll fine.
You better not. All right.
Watch this. So I was like, sure, whatever. I will give you $3 on Cash App instead. And she's like, well, I was looking more for like $60.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like,
this guy and KO Bet need to exchange and discuss numbers.
Absolutely, Max. Thank you.
And I was like, I'm not giving you $60.
Yeah, no way.
I was like, I'm sitting in a parking lot. I offered you $3. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna cash up you $60. And she just kind of like, she looked at me like she was like waiting for me to go, ha ha ha, just kidding. And so I just, like, it felt like a movie. I just rolled up the window because I'm like, I'm done. You're not saying anything. You're just staring at me.
Yeah.
And I see people pushing their carts up. So I know that like now's the time for you to just glom onto one of them.
Yeah.
So I rolled up the window. I've got a hot dog in my hand and she didn't leave.
Oh, no. And she probably works sometimes though, too. You just waited out, man.
She stayed there for like a minute. So I just put in my AirPods and ate my hot dog. And I was, and eventually a car parked like one spot away from me and she walked
just
over to them
over there.
But it was like
I ran her over.
I was like, I've gotten some people that are like, they're kind of really trying to like squeeze blood from a stone. But to just say like, well, I'm looking for $60, like stranger in the parking lot, will you cash at me $60?
No, the confidence, dude. Because at the very least, if it works, they might be like, well, I can give you 20. And now you've already jumped from $3 to 20. You know what I mean? Yeah. You throw out the 60 in the, like the point percent that maybe someone would be like, yeah, fine. Here's 60 bucks. But like,
Mike, what race was she?
Is that important? Mike, what race was she?
I mean, it's not important, but they were white.
So there you go.
Shut your ass
the
up.
Wolf of Walmart.
That's why they got strats. That's why they asked for the
selling
60.
Selling you a pin.
Maybe you get 10. That's still seven, coming up on $7 on more than the $3
you would have
got.
Profit, then you flip that, you do some
and then, you
puck
know,
line.
What's even better is then if you get the $10 cash app, and you're like, I'll also take the cash too, if you don't mind.
Oh, now you got $3 on top.
I'm just trying to eat my Nathan's hot dog. I'm sitting there just like listening to a podcast while she stares at me through my window, eating a fucking, and like
I would have to just drive away. Yeah, at that point I would have just turned the car on and just drove away.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, if only there's a way to mobily leave.
But it's one of those things where she was so in like up in the car that I'm like, I don't even know if I could, like I couldn't have backed up without my like side mirror hitting her. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. So I also started it thinking she'll be here for 10 seconds tops. And she was there for like a minute. And
that's just why,
like, I thought I could wait her out and it would be short. But then it became this like crazy game of chicken.
That's why I always have a water spray bottle in my car. So like I just start cat. Spraying them. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, rolled up newspaper to bop her on the nose.
Yeah, bop her on the nose. And she had like a teenager with her too, and like the teenager didn't seem like embarrassed. It seemed like he was like here for it. Like when she said 60, and I was like, I'm not giving you $60 on Cash App. He kind of looked at me like, what?
Yeah,
really?
Broke ass. Brocast,
you fucking beta. I thought you were Sigma. I guess you're beta.
Damn, it's wild to think, because the tried and true used to always be, sorry, I don't got any cash, man.
Yeah.
But now they're gonna come at you with, you got Zelle, you got Cash App.
Well, again, she was not a homeless, like, it did not look like a homeless person. She came across more as a crazy person.
Like this guy.
Like the type of person you'd run into on like Fremont Street, that's like one of the grifters, not one of the homeless people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, most of the people that come up to you in the parking lot are not homeless anyways.
No.
It is that those are the grifters that they're going to spin a yarn about, either my car repair or I just need a little bit to get on the bus, or even if they're selling candy or whatever. Like, that's just all grifting fucking bullshit.
When I thought she was like, because oftentimes, because this is like in the middle of the day, usually a lot of parking lot people too, especially when they don't look like they're like coming at you. It's like hey, I work for the school district and teachers deserve this thing. Will you sign it?
I'm like, no, they don't. They don't deserve it.
And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll sign it. Like, hey, we're trying to pass this thing. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I agree with that. Like,
yeah, no way. I don't know.
So I thought it was one.
I just yell NHH.
I just start bumping the new Kanye at him.
So originally I thought it was one of that, and I did not expect a lady to ask for $60 on Cash App.
That's fucking that they're getting aggressive. They're, it's like when the Raptors can open doors. It's like they're
like,
evolving.
I thought I was guy who was just gonna run into the fridge and be okay, but now he's like chasing me. I'm sliding on ice. It's way closer than I thought.
I went up to my seal, wanted to give me cash on the app.
Or it's like
the
or the talking raptor in the dream in was that part two?
Yeah.
But it's like 60 on Cash App.
I was looking more for 60.
Sounds like a cover-up. Sounds like either they thought that her role was done with, they didn't need her anymore, or she knew too much. But I think she knew too much. But
the guy in the background's like, what the fuck? Is that a ghoul?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Do I need to grab my cross and my holy water because this ghoul is wandering around?
She knew too much. But I think she knew too much. But you know what? That's why it's up to me, because I'm the head of the bloodline now. Addy and
holy shit. I guess his aunt was important to something.
Her aunt was Solo Sikoa.
Yeah, that's why they hit her with the cancer gun.
My name is Anthony Caesar Duncan, and I'm a Paris Hilton human sex trafficking survivor. Mm-hmm. This is Paris Hilton doing blackface.
Whoa, that's awesome. Wait, what is this from?
How did we not know about Paris Hilton doing blackface?
It looks like an AI image.
It kind of does, yeah, but I don't think so. I think she wants you to believe it is. Let's see, did Paris Hilton do blackface?
Well, let's not start looking up whether or not people have done blackface or not, because
why would we not do that?
Perhaps they did it for a funny sketch or something, and it's taken out of context.
Wait, Paris Hilton gets black makeover for TV show. Hollywood bad girl Paris Hilton has risked further controversy after being given a black makeover for a TV show. The blonde hotel heiress was transformed into a black woman for an episode of the Fox drama The Simple Life Goes to Camp.
That looks fake, though, because, like, look at her boobs. Isn't she, like, a notoriously flat?
This is from the... But maybe that's part of the costume to make it not look like Paris Hilton.
I can barely recognize her.
Her makeover followed a court appearance on Friday, driving while under the influence of drugs. She was sentenced to 4 days in jail and now has to make up her mind between city jail and county jail. They also made Nicole Richie black. Isn't she already kind of black?
She's half black.
Isn't her dad black? Isn't her dad Lionel Richie?
She's a quarter.
At least.
This was only in 2007 when she did this. I guess it used to be the good old days.
That was a long time ago, though. That was like me three removed from high school.
Yeah, but it still it sounds more like when you hear that story. Sure. I mean, I guess that was only like... That was actually a year before Robert Downey Jr. was in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, right. This was the vibe.
Yeah, it was the vibe.
It was the vibe. White girls take us, blackface.
Take me back. Take me
back.
I was
born too young.
I'm a girl's Instagram. Take me back. History of repeat blackface. Yeah, whatever. We get it.
History of repeat blackface.
I love how this is the evidence. I was human trafficked. Here she is in blackface.
She's blackface.
No views, no comments, no likes.
I see things clearly now.
Hi, I'm Anthony Caesar Duncan.
Uh-oh.
And I literally just, I feel like I just survived an attempted human trafficking by Paris Hilton.
Oh, it's recent.
Spooky stories in blackface seems racist.
Spooky, oh yeah. Yeah, there you go, super soft. Spooky stories to tell in the dark, though. Look up the book.
It seems like he's saying literally that he recently attempted to be trafficked.
Maybe.
I just assumed he was a child.
All these posts were from 6 days ago.
Well, he was right. He had a really long bus ride, so he's like, well, I need to make some TikToks for
it's
nobody.
A good day. Yeah, out of my way.
By literal Paris Hilton.
What if so it was Perez Hilton and he just mixed it up? He didn't realize.
That tracks.
I'm autistic and I can't. It's He's I can't autistic. Interpret life experiences, and it's hard for me to communicate.
I was gonna say I know it's kind of getting real, but he's got a hard ass chin, kind of like a Ren and Stimpy cartoon guy.
Yeah.
The muscle guys on Ren and
Cereal
Stimpy.
Man or whatever.
Yeah,
cereal
got a
box
dope
man.
Ass chin. Man, what a dope chin.
Good chin, mute.
He looks like the porn version of Captain Picard.
Yeah, the gay porn.
Sure,
yeah.
Especially when meeting new people and in large crowds. Because I'm a survivor of child sex abuse in my family.
If I believed that this person...
I wouldn't now be we're getting too real, I guess.
I wouldn't be making fun of this person, though, if I felt like this was true.
Yes.
You know? Like, I don't feel like this is authentic or real.
But then again, we could be 5 years in the future and all this Paris Hilton shit comes out and we're going to be like, oh my God.
We'll just say, oh, we thought it was Perez. Whistleblower. We thought it was Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We thought it was Perez Hilton.
We're like, oh my God. Federal whistleblower tried to tell us with one like and one bookmark.
Well, then we'll apologize and he'll be like, wow, they authentically apologized for saying I looked like Captain Cereal Box Man.
Yeah, it's the guy at the news that's like, I got to get back to this. The bookmark. Yeah.
Tell me you got that.
He runs into a phone booth and falls over.
Were you rolling?
But that's our, that's our sign to move on to something else.
Sweet.
Because, there was a lady who did a doo-doo on a car during road rage.
Yo, was this on crazy-ass videos?
Like she got... She was arrested and pooped in the car, or she like got out of her car, got on the hood, and just shit on the car.
Pooped on the car.
Woo. On like the windshield?
On like the front of the hood.
That's like, you charged up, hit your ultimate. You're like, I'm so road rage right now. Pop up on the hood.
You got your ultimate. Yeah.
Diva.
Can you tell us what happened?
Look how happy she is that she did it, by the way, too. She's like celebrating already.
And of course, it's an overweight white woman. It's always an overweight white woman.
Oh, shit.
Can you tell us what happened?
Although, to be fair, Mike, if you've ever seen a security footage of someone shitting in like a TJ Maxx, it's a black woman.
Thank God I have it.
But a Hortons.
She chased me and I asked her, that's what's happening.
That is 44.
She tased me after I shit.
44-year-old Christina Solometto being put into a Prospect Park police car. But you may know her by this now viral video. Police say the Ridley Park mother is the woman seen getting out of her car and, yes, defecating on the hood of the car of another woman.
That's
awesome.
She's
seen getting right back into her
blast.
I mean, yeah, she must have had it locked and loaded.
Yeah, was it like a locked and loaded diarrhea blast
in the chamber? That's why she was driving so bad.
It looked like she barely even had time to bend over, let alone shit all over the hood of a car.
It had to have been kind of like just a happy miracle. Like, she was just going to shit her pants anyways. Like, it was
better turn this into a viral clip.
Yeah, better use this for revenge or humiliation, because I'm about to shit myself. So I'm going to, drop a caca dookie. Thank you, Adam B. I'm going to drop a caca dookie on this car hood.
They say the Ridley Park mother is the woman seen getting out of her car and, yes, defecating on the hood of the car of another woman. She's seen getting right back into her black
and
Nissan.
And in white pants? Daring. Bold.
Parked outside of her home tonight.
They were both headed in the same direction. They both live not far from one another. And the woman in
you're
the
walking
dark
your dog and you see the lady whose car you shit on, you're like, oh fuck, oh, she doesn't notice it. Fuck, she's getting her newspaper. Hey.
Sorry about, oh, it's fine.
You know what? I had to shit, and it was either turn it into revenge or, thank you. We've all been there.
Choices were made. And then meanwhile, the driver.
Imagine that visual.
Meanwhile, the driver of the car is like, oh, I didn't have this on my bingo card.
Oh, my God. Monday.
The woman was following her, where she was actually just
in AJ.
Actually, that's an important detail. She did it because she thought the lady was following her, but she was just driving home. So now you know what this is? This lady was just going to shit her pants, and she was just desperate for an excuse.
She thought it was teenagers following her to be like, this lady's shitting.
I don't even think she thought the car is following her. She's like, I'm going to shit on this car and turn it into a thing. I'm going to make it into a story.
It's either I shit in my car and that's a disaster, or I turn this into a news story.
This is just ultimate improv. It's like, what the fuck can I do? Okay, what if I was a person that thought I was being chased, so I shit on the car?
Runs up to her, yes, and
she thinks Max X is still a show. It's like, Max X is going to love this. Uh-oh, he's got to puke.
Side of her home tonight.
They were both headed in the same direction. They both live not far from one another. And the woman
you
in park the dark
next
car
to each
car.
Other in the carport. You have shit all over your car. Hey! Hey! What was that?
Hey, you look familiar.
The hell was that?
I thought the woman was following her, where she was actually just going home.
The incident happened Tuesday evening near the corner of 4th and Madison, a half a block away from a Little League field where...
Not relevant.
Yeah, great detail. Although I guess that's because maybe you could be brought up as a sexual offender, maybe?
Is that them in the background like, holy shit,
home run!
I mean, maybe if you're in a certain vicinity, yeah, you'd have to register as a sex offender.
The Delco defecator video has left some neighbors.
She's already got a name and everything.
Yo, I'll go to take a shit.
More like a six offender because it's fucking gross.
Hell yeah.
Took a six on that car. So much shit.
Normally it's a two, but it was so much.
It's a six.
What's great about this story is that everyone can have fun with it.
Yeah.
Cops have to stifle a laugh.
Yeah.
Doug witnesses. From work. The witnesses all think it's hilarious.
The governor's assistant is like, yeah, we're getting the bottom
They're
of it.
They're interviewing him as it happens. She's shitting on the car. That's the guy.
This lady's bringing joy to so many people.
It's been running through my mind all day since I've heard about it.
Just another day in Delco.
So Lamento was booked on charges including indecent exposure,
great
disorderly
mugshot.
Conduct, and a misdemeanor depositing waste on the highway.
Disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, damage of property.
Does she just have ABS and she doesn't know how to, she doesn't have like a healthy outlet for it, so she's just always shitting places?
What I'm telling you is that, this was all from this one charge.
Oh, until it breaks?
This is, I'm telling you, it's just that she saw an opportunity. She's a genius at improv, and she just fucking saw like a chance and went for it.
I'm going to be in Workaholics. Yo, Blake.
I'm joining the Groundlings. Shits all over a car.
Notice
she
me.
Was getting arrested, Solometto says,
I have a sickness.
She didn't elaborate on the sickness, but the bizarre case has now gotten international attention.
She's heard how Need for Speed.
She's heard how notorious, like, it is when you're like interviewing with Lauren Michaels, how you have to really set yourself apart. She's like, this will be perfect.
This would be great. Put this in my reel.
Mind this police chief once.
It can't happen in this community. No town wants this to happen in their town. I mean,
he's covered in shit.
I hate this stuff.
The town gets over this kind of thing. It's really unwelcome. We don't want this.
Yeah, it's party pooper over here.
Whoa!
Not the literal one.
Whoa, Jim!
I mean, she's the literal party pooper, but she's getting the party started.
More like a
and
parking
that was Chris O'Connell
blooper.
There with our Fox 29 Philadelphia team. And you did hear from the police chief there just a few quick comments. But he says this story, now receiving national
can't
attention,
get the buzz. We
can't has
get the buzz
led
out
him
of
to go on
is this
social
the real
media.
News? It looks like a guy in his webcam.
I can't tell because it's like some like bargain fox. It's some like weird fox.
They're just like, hours ago and provided a few comments saying that this is tarnishing the reputation of the city. I do want to play those comments for you here now on Live Now from Fox.
The whistles go.
It's been a weird 48 hours here at the police department.
I like how this guy's super upset about it. Everyone else kind of like chuckling like, oh man, can you believe that lady shit on a car? And he's like, not in my fucking city, not in my watch.
This can't happen.
He's got a fucking Travis Bickle, like one day a big rain's gonna come. Gonna clean this city up. Get all the dregs and the drugs of society.
Just wanted to touch base with everyone.
He's so upset.
He is burning his fingerprints.
We probably have spoken with every news agency under the sun in regards to this.
We got to stop shitting on everybody's cars.
I'm begging you guys.
You know, I think everyone here that works in the Prospect Police Department that was involved in this did an excellent job. Our Sergeant
Someone
Henry O'Neill.
On him.
Officer Nick Denton, Officer Eric Davis, everyone who contributed to this event that happened on Tuesday. And you know, I know this got a lot of attention on Facebook, and I know
like he's
that,
talking about a mass shooting.
It's like he's accepting an award.
Yeah,
too.
He's so
good
somber.
Screenshot.
He's like thanking everyone.
I poked my eye.
Although I guess it's got to be really frustrating to be like, this is what we get all the attention for. Not like the new traffic light that we put up.
Yeah, we put up a new traffic light, then the doo-doo bandit ruined everything.
Not the money we raised for cancer.
Yeah. He's like us with Corey Feldman. He's like, I guess I'm just going to need someone to shit every week now. This is my new life.
Yeah, doo-doo Karen goes off. Doo-doo Karen.
You know, I know it caught a lot of everyone's attention. I know there was a lot of humor associated with this and a lot of, all kinds of jokes and
he's had it. He's done with
myself.
AI dolls.
Stand back.
What have you? We're all associated with this, but
AI dolls. What is that?
What does that mean?
People just making action figures like that whole trend.
Is it like making like a cartoon version of him, being like
Ghibli version of me shitting my pants?
Yeah,
dolls and what have you.
All the action figures.
I bet that's what I said. The AI. People are just making figures.
Scrolling X.
Associated with this, but I'm definitely proud of the people that work here and proud of what we did. I'd like to say that I feel like there's a little bit of
he shits his pants.
I have a little bit of compassion for everyone we arrest.
I do.
This is such bad timing. I'm on Facebook Live.
I'm not super happy when we arrest somebody for any incident like this. I'm not, my wife just asked me if I want a drink. It's great.
Jeez, this guy's really going through something.
You know, I think when you're in law enforcement for this long of a period of time, you understand that people make mistakes and you understand that it's humanity.
Oh yeah, it's in Pennsylvania. They go to the Hershey Park or what?
Huh? They beat her to death. I'm like, I'm sorry. She actually died in custody.
They definitely tune her up. He's so pissed off. They take her to the docks and fucking tune her up.
I think people just sometimes do some really deplorable things that they want to do normally when they're at their lowest. And we certainly aren't patting ourselves on the back over this, and we're certainly not
gloating. So they pulled this from the police Facebook. He didn't need to even put this up.
No.
What is this?
It's because he's very fixated on it, the way it's making him look.
He can't get over it.
Well, again, he's from Prospect Park, Pennsylvania. He's not used to anyone even knowing who he is or his city, let alone the whole world asking him for quotes, right?
Yeah.
And... you know, I don't want to give anyone the impression that we're going to beat down on the defendant on this anymore. I feel like the defendant has been quite a through already. And so.
Pulls out a shotgun. Anyway,
just cleaning it.
Police chief out.
Just checking it out.
Happy with the progress the police department made, and I'm happy with the way things worked out. I think a police action did need to be taken. You know, but that doesn't make me feel any better about the thing. I feel like, for sure, I should hear from everyone in Delco about this, and.
Now this guy just comes off as a lonely guy. He's like the other weirdo we were watching on TikTok. He just has no one to talk to, so he's just fucking using the police force Facebook page to force an audience.
Anyways, what are you guys doing?
What do you guys think about Thunderbolt?
And also the victim in this matter.
Good evening, cowards.
The victim in this matter was also a kind person who really doesn't want to see any additional punishment to the woman involved. So, we have a whole bunch of stuff to work with.
Yeah, damn. So you do that. You're just going to slap on the wrist. You could just do this anytime you want.
Well, I'm sure after repeat offenses, it's very easy to go like, maybe perhaps this is not a one-off.
Well, it's nice to know that you got one in you.
Yeah.
Like that you got one strike doing this one of these times.
She fired her gun into the air and everyone's like, okay, we're not going to treat that as like, you shooting it at us, but if you do that again, we're gonna have to treat it like you have a gun in your hand.
Yeah, I'd like to see you go to the Philippines and try this out and see if you get that one off.
No, you're gonna be in a trap.
Now you're gonna be Otto. Wait, where was Otto Wambier? Where did he get arrested at?
Oh, North Korea.
Oh, that was North Korea. Jesus.
Vitaly got arrested in fucking
Philippines. Is that what it was? Yeah.
He's done.
Who?
Vitaly.
He's like a streamer, an IRL
the ripped
streamer.
Janitor.
Yeah.
Is he? I don't know. Isn't he just he's just a guy, an attention guy? What was he doing? Just yelling obscenities
at
people?
He's stealing stuff. And then he'll get 30 years in the gulag.
With this, some more work yet to do with this. And I'm hoping for the best possible outcome for everybody.
This could have been like 15 seconds long.
Yeah. Proud to make this kind of
talk about a lack of charisma.
I love that this Live Now Fox played his whole video.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know, I always say that this doesn't make us, officer of the year for doing this. Right, we're doing our job, and
everyone's saying I'm officer of the year.
And again, I felt as the chief here, some type of law enforcement action had to be taken. Do I regret doing what we did? No, something had to be happened.
I wish it was illegal to be just boring so somebody could arrest this guy.
My favorite is in the little picture-in-picture, they're just playing the same loop.
Yeah.
It shows the corner. It shows the Little League field. It shows the clip from the video and then her laughing as she's getting arrested.
Her blasting corn and running away.
Have a little humanity.
She's like Heath Ledger Joker
possible.
Putting her head out the window as they're driving away.
I get all the jokes. I get it all.
No, you don't.
Some of them more clever than others, perhaps.
That's his problem. It's not that he's above making jokes about it.
It's hack.
He's just sick of the fucking hack jokes. Yeah, he's heard them all.
He didn't like the parky pooper joke.
Yeah, no, he didn't like that one.
Yeah, you're on notice.
Going here at the police department.
Notice. This lady shit on a car.
Do what comes next for us, whatever that might be. And wish everyone well. Hope everyone's having a great night.
Everyone's having a poop night. Ah, fuck, poop.
I don't want anyone to ever think that this detracts from.
So
this
nobody remember Dominic Mega Doodoo.
Great place to live.
Yeah, DD Mega Doodoo.
Great place to raise your child. And we have more wonderful events going on here than we do
events
like Tuesday. And there's more good people in this world than bad people. And I think a lot of people just are characterized as bad people or sick people, and sometimes they're just having a really
dump
bad time.
Dump some toxic waste on this guy and hit him with a car like the RoboCop.
Hell yeah. Yeah, what's this guy's fucking deal? Jesus. Yeah. Get over it. Someone shit on a car. Figure it out.
Yeah, no one cares about your stupid town.
Punisher to the fullest extent of the law.
No one's saying I'm not moving there. It's not like there was like a velvet rope. No one allowed in fucking Prospect Park, and now you're like, no, please, move in. We're not begging you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was America. I thought I could pop out my car and take a shit on someone. Because I'm stupid.
That's all I'm going to say about it. I wish everyone well, and I wish everyone involved in this case well. And again, I thank the officers.
I wish that woman was dead.
I'll see y'all at the Ren Fair next week.
Resolution.
Yeah. And may Lord have mercy on us all.
And there we go. I love that they had the whole thing, though. That was great. There you go. That's the car shitter.
I'm surprised there's not more video of her.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because, like, even the guy filming it was, like, a scared, it looks like. I mean, he didn't want his truck or whatever to get shit on.
Oh, no, here she comes. My window's down.
Police say the Ridley Park mother is the woman seen getting out of her car and, yes, defecating on the hood of the car of...
Although, I get it because it's a wonder, a lot of these viral videos, I'm not quick enough to just pull... It's not my first thought to just pull my phone out and start filming when something like this happens. I'd be like, holy shit, like watching it. Because, I mean, not similar to this, but when I was at the casino with Jeff's birthday, and I went, I talked about this on the show. I went to the window to, like, cash out my chips, and this guy started, like, yelling at everyone. And I almost was going to take my phone out, but then again, he was right next to me, and he was already, threatening to beat up the cashier, and... just going off because he was in, like, the high rollers line, but there was a long wait because these other ladies were chatting it up with the fucking cashier or whatever.
Yeah, I got a check. I got to cash my motherfucking check.
But, I mean, it does when you're in those moments and you don't film it, it's like, oh, it's impressive that some of these people are just fucking ready to go. Like, I mean, I guess we usually do have our phones in our hand texting anyways.
Not
but
when you're driving. He's in a four-way stop.
Maybe you've never driven with me, Mike. I'm always texting and driving.
Yeah, you look like Nightcrawler.
But yeah, I mean, good on you if you got the wherewithal to film it a little bit.
Yeah, he caught the shitter. Where's the raw vid? We got to go to live leak.
WorldStar kind of has it, but then again, I don't know if showing shit YouTube's gonna not like.
I also don't want to see it.
There's no, I mean, it looks watery. We'll just say that it looks like diarrhea.
What's it gonna add? Seeing it.
What the heck? I thought it was a sturdy loaf.
Yeah, no, it looks like a nice watery diarrhea. Right on the hood of your car.
Boing.
Oh, Jeff Horney.
Oh, yeah, swing. Jeff loves. A nice watery shit on a Nissan Altima.
Auga.
Actually, did you see the raccoon in this lady who got pulled over? And she had a raccoon with her.
It's hard to be ACAB with how much this guy's loving it.
Yeah, this guy's having a blast because there's a raccoon in the car, but he also is playing with her meth pipe.
It's like her whole family's there.
Today, I'm Officer Brandon, Springfield Township Police Department.
Okay, stop it, Josh. How are you?
So the reason I stop you is
does she have dogs and
she
raccoons
has dogs,
in
raccoons,
there?
Yeah,
good for her, man.
Geese.
You are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am.
So, do me a favor, turn off the car.
Screening for colon cancer has never been so easy.
Huh? Hell yeah, super soft, because she's got her ass out all the time.
Hell yeah.
The other side doesn't even look like it has a window. It looks like it's, like, grated, like it's a fence.
Oh, yeah, maybe just, for her animals.
Like a race car.
Yeah.
Keys up on the dash. You are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am.
So, do me a favor, turn off the car, put the keys up on the dash, detain you for that warrant, and because you are suspended actively. Oh.
We also live here.
What? Come here.
Hello.
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
Oh my god.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now.
These people all live in that van.
No, don't reach for it.
Don't touch. Wait. Don't touch it. The comedy's happening.
Yeah.
You're a fucking work. Why is this guy fucking?
I mean, if you were at work though, when that happened, you'd be laughing.
But he's doing like the TV show sitcom version of the cop laughing at the thing. Like this is like a Reno 911 sketch.
It's good. It's good.
I mean, I'd have to say I'd have to start laughing. I'm like, oh my god, this lady's driving around with a fucking zoo in her car and a bunch of meth pipes.
This guy's new boot goofing.
And it's the other two people that were shoplifting in Walgreens came out. What happened? Oh, we don't know her. Can we get the keys?
Joker handing out 10 gift memberships. Thank you, brother. You're spreading the love. The people that get the gift memberships are going through the archives, and you love to see it. So welcome aboard.
Welcome to the archives.
I hope Cy didn't get
welcome
one.
To the goons.
What?
Oh, yeah, that clown.
I'm kind of hoping he didn't get one.
That's evidence now.
Oh, I don't want him to have
well,
that.
Well, that's why I'm going to do it. Hey, hello? Buddy.
Huh?
It's okay.
Okay, you're on Island. He'll be here in 2 minutes. I'm right across from my office.
Yeah, okay. This is what she's smoking meth in.
Okay.
The raccoon playing with her meth pipe.
Yeah, he's kind of hamming it up a little bit, Mike, now that I hear him doing it.
I don't get it. I'm just a fucking weirdo.
Now we'll never get a mattress.
I know I hate cops, so it feels like I'm just like deciding to be mad at him, but it's a very weird way to act.
No, I mean, but also, on one hand, they're like, how are you supposed to react to that? But I also, now at this point, I feel like he's hamming it up.
Yeah,
it
really does.
Because he turned it off in a second when he was like, hey, don't touch that.
Yeah.
Don't reach for it. That's evidence. Then he's like, get the pipe over here.
Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
All right.
Like, yeah, no one cares.
There's no way. All right. Enough fun and games.
Here. Anyways, the raccoon's coming at me. Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, no, he's hamming it up.
Keep an eye. She was trying to take the meth pipe out of
the car. It feels like he knows
that
this camera footage is going to be
out. Yeah, he knows it's going to be a hit. He's hamming it up a little bit too much. Yeah. I'll give him the initial laugh because I can't imagine not reacting to it when you first see it.
Sure.
But after the fact, now he's just hamming. Now he's fucking hamburgering it over here.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
That's a damn coon.
I mean, you got to give it up to this lady taking care of all the wildlife in her area. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the raccoon probably does smoke meth. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be too bad for a raccoon to smoke meth. What am I, a vet? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, a little trash panda of meth.
Who am I to say that it's a bad thing?
Yeah. What are you, a vet?
Yeah, what are you, a vet, Jim?
No, I'm not a vet.
Jim, quit talking like you're a vet.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Seems like you don't know what you're talking about. Are you? You're not a vet, are you?
I wish. That was my childhood dream.
I'm too empathetic. I'd be sad all the time.
Aw. Yeah, no, me too. I'm too empathetic and I work too hard.
Yeah, I'm just too nice.
I'm just devoted to everything so much. Yeah, I always just put 110% into everything.
I care too much.
Yeah.
If there's a single problem, it's just that I care too much.
Yeah. Raccoon busted out the window. I'm like, baby door. Put a baby door right there. Good.
Yeah, put a baby door on the window.
Yeah, window busted out by a raccoon.
That raccoon's baby driver.
You give a raccoon meth, it's going to bust out the window.
Yeah, you love a good passenger door that's all torn up on the inside, too.
Well, like, one looks like fencing, but the other one looks like what you put on the side of your house so vines grow.
Yes.
So, like, teenagers crawl
lattice.
Up in movies.
A little lattice work on the other side.
Hell yeah.
That's the one that keeps in the pit bull in the back. It's like, Jaws! Quiet, Jaws.
I mean, it's pretty wild to have not have the raccoon and the dog just attacking each other constantly.
Yeah. It's wild this cop didn't shoot both of them. Yeah.
Well, definitely the raccoon. I'm so surprised because, I mean, they shoot dogs like none other.
Yeah.
They'll just shoot a dog. They don't care. back to Kanye. I do kind of want to see why his little storm off of Piers Morgan.
Oh, I missed it.
Although, I mean, I do think this is also just another premeditated thing. He's with Sneeko.
Oh, Sneeko.
He's another streamer, Mike. He's a streamer, right?
Sneeko?
Jeff, is Sneeko a streamer?
Yeah, he's a sneaky streamer. He's streaming.
Does he do IRL stuff? What's his thing?
Yeah, he's kind of
like... Did he start with Fortnite? Now he does IRL?
Yeah, he
What's
stinks.
His
he's
deal?
Like he's like Leafy.
Oh, wait, do I know Leafy? Yeah. I know Neon. Doesn't
he's
he know
like Neon?
Neon,
basically.
Neon's
he's
the
like
worst.
Andrew Tate-ish.
Oh, he's like, oh, he's kind of like a man's man type guy.
He's like Neon if he's Andrew Tate.
Like a trad?
Andrew Tate Neon.
All right. Mike.
baffling.
Mike, what do you think? What's he like? What do you think he's like?
I can't even.
Can you say something he's like?
I think he's
Chicken Jackie.
I think that like it makes perfect sense that he's hanging out with Sneego.
Shelby with the silent super chat. Thank you.
That's my girl right there. That's Shelby right there. Classic silent TTS. I love to see it.
Very oddly. Back then, I was trying to understand if Ye had any regret or remorse for what could have been.
Okay, so he's actually, he does set this up. Like, this is, the interview was already like done or whatever. And he's just kind of telling the story of like, oh, initially we've been trying to reach out to him. Ye's fucking playing, you know, yeah, we'll do it. Then like no showing. Just kind of classic rock star shit.
To the isolated incident or some kind of episode. I wanted to know if he understood there are consequences for his words, and whether he was genuinely a racist. Well, we now know it's just the tip of the iceberg. As far as the watching public is concerned, Ye has spiraled in both his personal life and his business life. Most recently, he's taken to posting endless outrageous anti-Semitic slurs on X. He frequently professes his great love for Adolf Hitler. He poses in swastikas and KKK costumes. He says things like Jews were better as slaves.
The PDF thing is so funny.
Wait, what? He's explaining what it is, and he's like, "It's you take 100 pictures, right? That's a PDF file or something like that."
Well,
right?
He calls like Jim Jones an F slur ass N word for not knowing how to use a PDF.
But then he also doesn't even know what one is. Like the way he explained it, like it wasn't really even what the file was.
I can't believe Sneego got his hooks in Kanye.
Well, that's academics.
This is academics, though.
Nah, I'm talking about Sneego, though.
Yeah. How did? Well, also that is a great question. How did Sneego get his hooks in Kanye?
He's probably hanging out with Yemix.
Although he hangs out with who's that other guy? Who's that white guy? That white Jewish guy?
Oh, Riffo.
Riffo.
Yeah, Riffo. Yeah.
Riffo Smeasley.
Yeah, that's right.
All the big streamers.
Oh, Aiden Ross.
Aiden Ross. Yeah, that's who it was.
Balin.
Because Drake's always hanging out with Aiden Ross.
We all know this because X has allowed him to carry on doing it to his 33 million followers. I've argued for a long time his account should be shut down. It should be stopped. That's my opinion. I believe passionately in free speech, and I detest censorship because I believe in the importance of sharing honestly held opinions in a democracy. But posting endless, vile, anti-Semitic insults, encouraging violence against Jewish people in these unhinged tirades on a privately owned platform.
Did he encourage violence? I don't remember
speech.
That.
No.
I invited him back onto like, a censor, which is at least on my show. I can call him out for what he's been doing and put myself in between the 33 million followers who see his post without any challenge whatsoever. Our producer spotted that he was in Spain with his friend, Sneego, and we invited both of them on for an interview.
Sneego.
They very quickly agreed, and Sneego spent several days talking about it, but they mucked us around, a significant expense, both in time and money, to me, my crew in Spain, and my team here in
London. Why would Sneego do something like that?
I can't believe Sneeko's not a man of his word.
I can't believe Sneeko's dragged his own brand through the dirt like this.
He didn't turn up yesterday and said wanted to do it today. So it seemed to me then it might all just be a stunt. But I went ahead and said, okay, we'll have another go today. Ye told Sneego not to be offended if he stormed off very shortly before.
It is funny just thinking about like, oh, who's on the show tonight? Oh, Ye and Sneego.
Yeah, Ye's back.
Who?
Oh, you know, they're Ninja Turtles.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They're like Ninja Turtle villains.
Yeah, they were out in the Great Pyramids of Giza's filming HHN.
It's like a man-made bullfrog and a fucking one's a penguin.
One's a camel, one's a penguin, but they're both like dressed like military guys.
Yeah. Oh no, it's Ye and Sneego at it again.
Oh shit, somebody call the turtles.
Today's interview started. You can judge for yourself how it went and whether Ye has any respect or frankly any marbles. I'm not a shrink. But if you're so delusional or fragile, you don't expect a journalist to ask you questions about your publicly stated love of Hitler, you should probably talk to somebody other than me.
Oh,
what followed, frankly, was a farce.
I'm getting you multi-tracks right now. I'm about to step in this interview, but I can hop back on in about
Sneego
whenever it's done. That nuance right there, it's idiotic. It just shows the hate that you put out for people that put love. There's so much love in
what
the art that I put out.
What do you respect?
So many,
What are you talking about?
We have to admit, this is somewhat entertaining. You know, this is going to be laughed at by many people.
What's entertaining?
That was funny.
Nico, hold it down.
West is rarely out of the headlines at the moment. It's fair to say the headlines are equally rarely positive. The rapper, producer, and fashion designer is currently working on a new album. Several new tracks were previewed on a recent live stream with his friend Sneeko, and both Sneeko and Ye.
It's funny every time.
It's funny every time.
To Uncensored. Ye, we haven't spoken for a while. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't use the term West, you know, the whole drop the slave name idea.
Okay, so we just call you Ye, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, look, when I last interviewed, we had a long conversation. And since then, a lot has happened in your life. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity to try and talk to you about something.
I just suck at everything I do.
Joker, 10 more gift memberships. What's funny, I didn't realize with YouTube, like, you don't pick people. They just kind of randomly throw them out there.
Oh, I thought that's what it did on Twitch, too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. For some reason, I just assumed, like, it pulled up a quick chat list and you just, like, selected things.
But oh, good for us. Yeah. I mean, the junker.
Yeah, good for the lucky recipients.
How would you say your life is at the moment?
I mean, you see that view?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sneeko in the back.
I kind of like this, though. Yeah. I like this. So
your life is good?
Like, I don't want to be mean, but like, then that means you're a fucking rube if you actually mean that.
We had the same exact discussion with Piers Morgan with that other crazy person that he brought on.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of like, just silly waste of time like this because
this guy takes himself so serious.
It takes away all because it's all like his show all the time or all of these shows are a silly waste of time. So it just chips away that artifice. I'm not like even saying what he's doing is awesome, but the fact that it all has to happen and they all have to deal with it, I love it. I think it's great.
When I watch these, I don't even think of it as Piers Morgan being involved. I'm just looking at like the Kanye side of it and it's just a fucking clown.
I mean, obviously it's still good for Piers Morgan. It's good for everyone involved in the end because again, it gets a lot of attention.
Sneeko especially.
This is great for Sneeko.
Oh, Sneeko.
Next level Sneeko right now.
But I do like that it just kind of chips away a little bit and it just has to be this goofy ass, silly bullshit.
The answer to how my life is. Judge me by the view.
Well, the view is Mallorca. I've been there. It's a beautiful place. And for all intents and purposes, you seem very relaxed and happy. That is in direct contrast to your public image at the moment over the last couple of years, led by your ferocious... Well, hang on. Let me finish the question. Led by your ferocious use...
Piers was already upset. Piers went into this upset. Yeah. Piers is the unprofessional one here, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because this is your show. You're on... Is this on cable? It's on cable, right?
Probably.
You should hold yourself to a little bit more decorum than that. Like, unless... If he was just another Twitch streamer or whatever, that's one thing. Because it's like, yeah. Oh, fuck me. Fuck you. Like that type of shit.
Yeah.
But if immediately... You get shaken by like him giving you kind of a shitty answer.
Yeah.
You lose.
Shooketh.
But I already disagree. It's not in contrast to so many people and artists that are championing the idea of someone being able to just express who they really are and have been able to go through the war of being attacked by the banks, being attacked, you know, by the banks. That's the best way to put it, being attacked by the banks and to still be here with this view.
He couldn't think of anything. He couldn't think of whatever the next thing was.
Like, he's not even good at what he's trying to do.
I guess the banks.
Is you know, nailed that's it the first win. Time. So I think that's, I'm in contrast to your contrast.
Okay, but the point I was going to make is that I watch what you put out on X. You got 32 million followers. So you're one of the most followed people.
See, wait. Now look right now. You're not gonna take inches off my dick, bro. Like, how many followers do I have?
Well, how many is it?
I think you could do the study. You got a whole staff over there.
I thought it was 32 million. How many is it? You obviously know.
I mean, don't help them out. You know, they.
I'm told it's 33 million now. So congratulations. Slightly bigger following than I thought.
No, congratulations. Your information is correct. You're not just some, you know, dude trying to sub You know, I'm a gift, bro. You know what I mean? Why do all you people in media act like you haven't played my songs at your weddings or graduations or at funerals?
What's funny about this is that it's cringe, but not for like the, not for what Ye is going for. Like, not the cringe that Ye's trying to make. Mm. It's cringe because what I can see, what I can read, is that Ye's doing this to make Sneeko thinks he's cool.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it cringe to me.
I think that's very true.
Is he showing off for Sneeko of all people? But then again,
but that's common these days. These celebrities want these internet guys to like them.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not as connected because I'm an old man. So I guess maybe you do want to impress Sneeko because he's got the kids on. Wait, does Sneeko even got the kids on lock anymore?
No. I think Sneeko's pretty impressed by Kanye West Grammy Award winning artist.
Oh, no, totally. But it's just, that's what's so wild. Like, that's so wild that he's doing this to impress Sneeko and his crew.
Yeah. Because
you can almost hear his voice shaky a little bit. It's reeks of when the kid in class is like being a wise ass, but he's kind of like looking at everyone else to be like, do you see what I'm doing, guys? Yeah. Like that type of shit.
I'm with Sneeko.
Yeah.
In the tropics.
But I'm saying, but maybe he's making the right choice. Maybe Sneeko is the right pipeline to the internet culture that he wants.
Maybe Sneeko is the right pipeline.
So when your child was born, you know, you take somebody that's living like a Lennon, a Michael Jackson, and you just take all this time to just, like, that nuance right there, it's idiotic. It just shows the hate that you put out for people that put love. There's so much love in the art that I put out.
With all due respect, what are you talking about? I haven't said anything.
What are you talking about? It's 30. Okay, now you're not taking accountability or responsibility.
You said you haven't played your music. Of course I played your music.
No, sir. This is what you get for now. We can circle back when you can count.
Okay.
Oh, and he leaves.
Jumps off the balcony.
Where's he gone, Sneeko?
Sneeko!
That's it for Ye. But it's nice to meet you, Piers.
Where's he gone?
I'm Sneeko, by the way.
I think he's going back to work. There's several things he's working on.
Is he another one of these guys that's banned as well? Is he banned from Twitch or anything like that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Not aware he was going to leave like this, but it seems like he's upset about the...
So it's all just a game, is it? Is that the idea? Followers.
I mean, life is a video game, is it?
There we go.
No, I just wonder what the point of this exercise was. Was he supposed to do an interview or not?
Are you supposed to do an interview? But I mean, the amount of Twitter followers, something like that, it's patronizing for no reason. You said his name incorrectly. You know his name is Ye. This is very public about that. Hopefully we could do it. I think this was good. We were prepared for a good interview.
Maybe you and me.
But come on, you know what you were doing.
You know what I'm going to do right now, Mike? I'm going to give Sneeko a lot of credit in a moment.
Sneeko pass.
What I like about Sneeko is that he doesn't know what happened, but he's going with it. Like he's yes-anding the bit.
You know what you did.
Where he's like, yeah, all right, well, you know what happened. You know what you did, Pierce.
Stuff he said.
Messing up the Twitter followers, messing up his name.
And now it's just you and me rapping for 14 minutes.
What do you think I'm doing?
I think you were trying to patronize very intentionally by getting those two things, you know, under his skin. Maybe it could have been about past interviews or because of what happened yesterday. But, I mean, this information is not that difficult to get right.
Adam. Yeah, we called him Ye, and we got his Twitter following count wrong by 1 million, from 32 to 33 million. Also, for the record, you guys dicked us around yesterday, and you seem to find that very entertaining and amusing in your live stream, which I'm sure you will now. You kept all my crew in Spain and
him
here
and Kanye just like,
waiting, and then waiting.
You know, and you know how long Jim and them's been doing this damn thing? Like, because here we are on the cusp of the streamathon and our celebration. 18 years. But we've come full circle to the point of, like, you know, back around when Jim and them started was the whole the Australian kid on the news, like, yeah, they are. They're famous. My glasses are famous.
That was that long ago?
Yeah. Like around, like not like the year, but within the first like few years of Jim and them.
Oh, wow.
But we've come full circle where like instead of just a random kid being that guy on the news, like our celebrities are trying to be that guy on the news. So, yeah. Our celebrities are trying to be the, yeah, they are. They're famous.
Yeah.
Hire me to do it for them.
Pitted.
Yeah, pitted. So pitted.
Yeah, we're here with pitted.
Kanye wants to be fucking humongous.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or even to like a lesser extent. It's not quite as extreme as this, but we've covered this well in the past, like how Will Smith is clearly desperate to make his YouTube popular.
Yeah.
Like we've come so far with like this internet shit that like the classic celebrities want to have viral moments or they want to be on IRL Twitch streams and shit. Like it's not good enough to just be in a movie or have a Billboard number one song.
Well, I think that's what it is. It's the modern version of the actor that wants to be a musician.
Yes.
Or the musician that wants to be in movies or the guy in one sport. Oh, I'm a basketball guy, but I want to be a baseball star. I'm a football guy, but I want to be a NASCAR driver. This is just the 2025 version of that.
Yeah.
I'm famous rapper guy, but I want to be a fucking Twitch guy. I want to be a streamer. Yeah, yeah. I want to be Kai Cenat. I don't want to be Kanye.
I'm Sneeko.
What was that kid's name? Oh, Corey Worthington.
Balin.
Didn't we watch like a follow-up about him recently?
I think we did. I think it kind of came up not too long
ago. Maybe that's why it feels like it wasn't that old, because I only remember it from that.
Corey Worthington. Yeah, they all. They're famous. Yeah, because that was in January 2008. Nice. 16-year-old Corey Worthington.
Wow.
So that means, that dude's fucking in his 30s? Mid-30s or some shit?
He's dead.
He's dead now?
Sneeko killed him.
And you got us all back now, and you've wasted our time again. And you again may find that funny and entertaining, and that's fine. I don't. I think it's a total waste of everyone's time and effort and money.
Well, it is. I was ready for the interview yesterday, too. My time is important as well, regardless if it was wasted. We have to admit this is somewhat entertaining. You know, this is going to be laughed at by many people.
What's entertaining?
Prescient Sneeko. Prescient.
That was funny. That's undeniably walking off right into the beginning of an interview is funny.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Out of interest, what do you do with him?
He's calling him gay.
I'm working on several films right now.
Films.
I am streaming out here. I'm editing, and I work on things behind the scenes. Some
he can't explain
for
what he does.
Really
I'm an idiot on the internet, but he's like, shit, I can't say I'm an idiot on the internet. How do I make... I'm editing and consulting.
It is kind of funny that Piers got his ass with a simple question.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, essentially, he's just kind of like, hey, this is content. This is content for my streams or whatever.
Well,
I'm hanging
like me,
with Yay.
When people talk about this, like, I don't like calling it a podcast. I feel like it's more than that. So I always say radio show.
Yeah.
So if someone called it a podcast, I'd be like, fuck, they got me. They got my ass.
Well, it's the same thing if Kanye West walked up to us. It's like, Jim and them. And like, Kanye.
Yeah. Big, hell yeah. Let's go on Piers, Kanye.
Just hanging out with him. We agree with everything he says.
Try to help fulfill his vision.
Well, let me ask you the questions I would have asked him. So, I mean, out of interest, what is with his obsession with Hitler? Why is he so rampantly anti-Semitic?
I'm not going to answer questions on his behalf.
Well, you're going to have to because he's not there.
I can't answer questions on his behalf.
He's not there.
What's that?
He's not there. Literally, he's dropping a track today called Heil Hitler. Why are you happy to be associated with somebody like that, out of interest?
I'm not going to speak on his art and his vision while
he's not
here.
I'm asking you why you're happy to be associated with somebody who most of the world believes is now a rampant anti-Semite.
Well, you're associated as well. Your show's called Piers Morgan Uncensored. Yeah. You tried to get him censored on X. And here you are on the days we're going to release the song doing an interview with him. So we're all involved here. It's not like I'm the only one complicit.
Yeah, the reason I wanted to get him on was because I don't think anyone holds him to account for anything he does on X. And in fact, he deliberately breaches all of X's rules, and yet he does it with impunity and is allowed to do it, whereas millions of other accounts get suspended for far less offenses.
Shitting them.
I was going to ask him directly, which is why I mentioned his X following. I was going to ask him about what he puts on X and why he does this, why he continually attacks Jewish people, why he continually celebrates Adolf Hitler. And then I'm curious about, given he's not there, can't answer his questions, what your association is with this guy and whether you're comfortable to be associated with somebody who most people consider to be
clicks,
an
anti-Semite. Baby.
I think I just answered this question.
It's all about the clicks.
And these are good questions. I think I just answered half of that.
We haven't answered
one.
The question, though, have you?
But, I mean, if I did. You said, what are you doing out here? And I said, I'm doing films and I'm recording behind the scenes and I'm streaming.
All right. Yeah, we get it. Who cares? Yeah, he walked out. Sneeko kind of held it down, though. He did all right for being left hanging. He yes-anded the whole bit. It's got to be kind of a nightmare, though, when you're hanging out with Ye and, like, the cameras aren't on and you're just kind of, like, trying to go to bed or something.
Yeah, it's like, playing tag.
You're like, yeah. Your eyes are shut and you're like, yeah. The lights are off, but he's like, still poking his head in and asking you questions.
Well, even just to get to that point, there's just a lot of, well, yeah, anyway, like you keep trying to do that thing. Like, and like you're even doing the slow get up, like, well, and then he's like, well, yeah, but no, but there's another thing that we have to talk about. And he's like, all right, well, and you're right. Then you're in bed and then all of a sudden the door opens and he pokes his head in. And he's got more to talk about.
And another thing. And you're like,
oh, my God, shit. Oh wow!
What? No way! Crazy!
Yeah, he's
dude,
hitting.
Can't believe
are
that.
You serious? That's crazy.
He's
dude.
Hitting the blue velvet nitrous. Hey.
Yeah, he is big on nitrous, right?
Yeah, he's a nitrous. Yeah. Song.
Well, because the thing is, on his cousin's song is his "I Sucked My Cousin's Dick" song. Did you hear that one, Mike?
Yeah. No. I gave my cousin head.
Well, because he put Dave Blunt's on it, but he stole the verse from 10 Perks, and I'm like. Ten Perks is way better of a song than this
Cousins?
One. Yeah, it's better than Cousins. Dude.
Cousins is pretty good.
No, he just took it, and then he also took Dave Blunt's like kind of his chorus, but changed it to Nitrous or whatever.
Has Dave brought up his thoughts on that?
Yeah, but he made it his own, I think.
Kinda, yeah. Well, but then Red Bar made it his own, and then Kanye retweeted the Red Bar cover, and then Sneeko did a remix on the Red Bar cover.
Did he?
Whoa.
Yeah, and then Kanye said that the Red Bar cover made him cry. Nice. So, there you go. 10 Perks to Get High. Pray that I don't die. But if I die, I'll be in the sky. Yep. Mike?
I wish I was dead.
actually, you know what? Actually, real quick palate cleanser then before we're done, since you brought it up. Two things. We'll do this other thing first. Where the fuck was it? This couple that's going to go in the suicide box. I kind of love the suicide box.
Wait, is that what country is that in?
I'm not sure. Well, this is a British couple. I don't know if they're going somewhere else. I know like the Netherlands or something really loves the suicide box.
Is it for anybody or is it like one of those things where it's like medical marijuana where it's like, oh, I've got the card. I'm allowed to use the suicide box if I choose to.
I think anyone could use it.
I've got cancer or I'm terminal with this thing, so I'm allowed to use the suicide box.
It's
or can
like
a fucking
massage chair at the mall. You just get in, kills you.
I've been listening to a lot of Silverstein lately. I think I'm ready to jump in the suicide box.
Okay, maybe it's Switzerland. Probed into use of the suicide booth. The sarcopod, is that what it's called?
Sarcopod.
Sarcopod, known as the Pegasus, and sometimes referred to as the suicide pod. I like to call it the suicide box.
I like calling it the Pegasus.
Yeah,
Pegasus.
Even though it's not a box, I just like it sounds hard. It sounds like makes my dick hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Swing.
Swing. Suicide box. Swing.
Ooga.
She looked like a babe, but babe sus.
I mean, because this couple
in the bellhop from The Simpsons in the suicide box.
This elderly couple is literally doing the "What if we kissed in the suicide box" meme. Oh. But yeah, it's a 3D printed. Wait, what? A euthanized.
I'm being baffled by the sentence you're currently reading.
A euthanasia device or the machine consisting of a 3D printed detachable capsule mounted on a stand that contains a canister of liquid nitrogen to die by suicide through inert gas asphyxiation.
It's weird that the front is transparent. It feels like it'd be like
so you can, like, see them.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to see inside. Like it should be like a bathroom stall, not like a fucking public phone.
Yeah, what if you're like.
Okay. Yeah, they get vacuum sealed in there.
Yeah. Or you like force your loved ones to stare you in the face it's as like, you choke to death.
Yeah, it's like what
there's
Fry
nothing.
Gets frozen in Futurama, not like what it should be.
Sarco is short for sarcophagus. It is used in conjunction with an inert gas, which decreases oxygen levels rapidly, which prevents panic, sense of suffocation, and struggling before unconsciousness. Before the hypercapnic alarm response caused
by
the presence...
It's like the car, like being in a car garage and running the engine kind of thing.
Yeah, like a presence of high carbon dioxide in the blood. Sarco was invented by euthanasia campaigner Philip Nitschke in 2017. In 2021, he sought and received a legal advice about the device's legality in Switzerland. But yeah, can anyone get it?
Yeah, because my guess is that like to get something like this to fly... Yeah, again, because often it's only coming up with people that, like, I'm in constant pain. I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I would like to die now. I'm terminal, and I'm in so much pain that I can't handle it, but no one's allowed to do anything about it, so I'm just forced to die in pain. Like, people like that are allowed to jump in the pod, or like, I'm over 85. I'm allowed to jump in the pod, but like, what's stopping, like, some fucking 17-year-old who's just in a breakup from jumping in the pod?
Yeah, yeah. Issued,
they've ran out of wooden shoes.
I have no more wooden shoes. I'm getting to the pod. Open the pod. I got no shoes. My clogs are gone. Open the pod.
Okay, yeah, I guess in September of 2024, police arrested several people, including possibly the Last Resort CEO. That must be like some company that sells these suicide pods.
Yeah.
After a 64-year-old woman from the United States used the machine, the public prosecutor's office for the Canton announced the opening of a criminal proceedings for the inducement, aiding, and abetting of suicide. Swiss Federal Council member Elizabeth Schneider stated that use of the sarcopod was incompatible with Swiss law.
Huh. Wait, so is it like ask for forgiveness instead of permission? Like that's a weird thing to do that with.
Yeah, it seems like the sarcopod's a real Swiss miss.
Yeah. Yeah, real Swiss miss.
American woman dies in the sarcopod.
So yeah, would people just like that want to die fly to Switzerland and use the pod?
Apparently, that's what it looks like.
Huh.
But even Switzerland's like, hey, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing?
Why is it see-through? I still don't understand why it's see-through. It should be like a fucking tanning bed.
Yes. Yeah, just keep that shit private.
Yeah. Oh, just like people watching over by the suicide pod.
Yeah, this is like at a convention or something. Is that like the CES?
Yeah.
There's the new sarcopod. You got a fucking tablet in there.
Yeah, it's at KYS.
You can Bluetooth KYS. Connect it.
It's been designed with a view to being used in nature, whether that is at a beach or in
the. I think they put the spooky music.
They're playing the song from.
I mean, and that's why this. She did answer my question. It's so that the people inside can look at something.
Yeah.
She said, like, oh, you can look at a beautiful sunset or you can look at the beach while you die. So I guess that makes, I hadn't even considered that. But then you can still, like, do a two-way mirror.
What about
or something,
watching
right?
the music video for Ascension Millennium?
Oh, watching Tom Brady win the Super Bowl at home in Tampa.
What about Ascension Millennium music video, though?
Only if it's evil Ascension Millennium. Because since you're killing yourself, it has to be evil Ascension Millennium, Jim.
Somewhere about standing beauty, and that's why there's such a big window, so people will be able to see the outside world. But also, the designer in the Netherlands wanted to give it a sense of travel to a new destination.
Dude, imagine listening to Brick in Your Face while you're in the suicide pod.
I like they put quotes on it like it's the bottom of an In-N-Out cup.
Like it's a Snapple lid.
Yeah. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself. Carl Sagan.
You're reading the bottom of the suicide pod. You don't realize someone's in it. You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Well, I realize this thing about the elderly couple is just clickbait, but it's fine because I wanted to talk about the box anyways. Swiss Miss is hilarious.
It's not very tall. I feel like I'd be crunched up inside the
suicide
pod.
You don't
want to
be crunched up while you're suffocating.
Yeah. I don't want to be like, I don't want to feel claustrophobic in the suicide pod.
Maybe they have like extensions for extendo clips for it.
Maybe there's bananas.
Looks like a capsule corp chamber from Dragon Ball.
Ooh, I don't know that reference. Thank you, Max. Does it look like one guy?
It does, yeah. The Vegeta should be in there. Vegeta should be on Namek in there, recovering from his fight with Goku after Goku got back from King Kai. Hey, you know what, Jim? Just listen to my rap from the rape track.
That's right.
And you'll know all about what Max is talking about.
Yeah, several people arrested after a controversial futuristic-looking capsule designed to allow its occupant to kill themselves was used for the first time. So that was a U.S. lady was the first one to do it back in September.
So did they know that, like, is it one of those things where it's like, remember when they cloned sheep and it was only after it happened where they're like, fuck, we need to make some rules about this. Maybe it's one of those things where, like, if we keep asking or we keep trying to make a case, nothing will happen. So let's just say, fuck it. We'll use
just
it.
Go for
and
it.
Then after it's been used.
We need to throw Corey in one of these.
We can figure
Thank
out,
you, Chad Martin.
Like, navigate the rules around it once it's happened. And that's actually easier because then the conversation started or something.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to go for it for sure. I guess the lady, she suffered a severely compromised immune system.
Okay, yeah. So it's like she's donezo. And she's ready to go.
Just live in a bubble. Live in a bubble.
Well, because, like, I know this is a dumb comparison, but, like, I've watched enough House to know that sometimes it's like you just sit in a hospital knowing you're dying. And, like, they're like, we're giving you as much painkillers as we can. Like, actually, if we give you more, it will start making it hurt more. You'll probably be dead in 3 days. So I guess just, like, have fun dying.
I would say, no, put me in that hospital. Hook me up to those dick-sucking machines that they have in Japan or China or whatever it is. Have you seen those waist-sized dick-sucking machines?
Yeah, it's just porn that he posted.
even if my body's riddled with cancer and
they
I can't even
They should combine that with the suicide machine. Me,
Can't even get hard, but just put my soft dick in the dick-sucking machine all day.
Can't even get hard. I'm not even coming anymore. It doesn't even feel good.
I remember my daddy told me, put my soft dick in the dick sucking Chinese machine.
Hold on, you haven't seen the Chinese dick sucking? Is it Japanese or Chinese?
Chinese, for sure.
Yeah, let's see.
Painkillers don't work, and my dick can't get hard anymore, but I still want it to be
It was a fetish porn that Jordan Peterson posted thinking it was real.
Oh, yeah. That weird
doing.
Thing.
These bastards. The guy that was always crying.
Okay, yeah, the Chinese automatic sperm collector, it's called.
Yeah, pull it up.
Hold on.
It's just this machine.
It just looks like Q-Bert.
Yeah, Q-Bert. Q-Bert that.
Oh, yeah, wait. Here it is.
That's the music for the dick-sucking machine? That's the dick-sucking machine music?
Yeah, now this has to make it seem like it's like a news story or some shit when they're showing you the dick-sucking machine.
It is Q-Bert.
Oh, it's like the bottom of a facehugger.
Some Chinese guy falls into it, gets twisted up.
they're like busting the dial, trying to turn it up. And then it fucking keeps breaking. They're like, no, more.
My penis is a tua smeruru. I'm Japanese.
Bomp, bomp, bomp. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what a vagina's like, right?
Yeah, there you go.
It's always going, nah, nah.
Yeah.
It's always clasping at you like a cloister.
You got adjustable speed, force.
4D.
Like people sticking their fingers in it. Ooh, that's what it feels
people
like.
People like...
Just start making out with it.
Deep throat.
I love how... So it's like, you're like... I'm too embarrassed to masturbate. But can you maybe make me a fuck machine?
Yeah, can you make me
a machine? Help me come.
Can you please make me a fucking blowjob machine?
I'm so shy. I wish there was a machine here for me to put my penis in. What the fuck? You don't need this.
Yeah. Well, if only a fucking scale sucked my dick.
What? This was like
you said, if you can't get hard and like jerk off and come, you're not going to be able to, like, you're going to be shoving, to cramming your soft dick in this and then just like, and then you're just going to hear, and then someone, you're done, knock, knock, knock.
Hello?
You're done, your soft dick.
If it ain't got the stink, I ain't buying.
Yeah, it needs that stink. Right, Senpai.
Ain't got that stink.
Now, this was like another monkey's paw situation. This guy thought he was hinting at, like, just having the nurse blow him or give him a hand job.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and then they came back with this fucking weird-ass robot.
We actually have a sushi waiter that'll suck you off. One of those robots.
We found an ATM that'll make you come.
Don't mean a thing. Unless he gets sucked off by a scale.
But yeah, it's great. We go from suicide machine to blowjob machine.
They are kind of
this is the future, baby. They are the
opposite, right? That's kind of like the opposite machine. Like they're both. One's on one side, one's definitely on the other side.
But why would you not combine them? What if you want the suck machine?
No, Jim, that's the problem. Because, you know, post-nut clarity? You're going to be like, coming here, like, I want to live.
But what if you want
to... And then you're like, no, I'm trapped. And then you die in misery. Even though you wanted to die, you're tricked into thinking you didn't because you're like, you're loving it.
But what if the plan is that you want to die before the nut? You just want to die in mid-suck.
Yeah.
But then they fuck up the timing and you nut. You're like, no!
Yeah.
I mean, someone has to want to die in bliss, right?
No, probably no one.
Someone wants to die in bliss.
Everyone wants to die miserable, I think, Jim.
Yeah, but to this the one guy, like your grandpappy, you're like, oh, man, you're going to die with me and all your family around you, like that's bliss, right? And he's like, he's like, no, I want to die in the suck.
Yeah, I want to get sucked off by Herbie the robot.
I want to die in the suck.
Bird of the witches.
I mean, I don't want to die in a pod that everyone can see me in while I'm getting sucked off by a robot. Call me crazy.
Yeah, but being watched
is not how I want to go.
Being
out.
Watched is the best part.
No.
Sometimes it feels like. Are you peeking on me? Somebody's sucking me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's. You know what? This isn't for me.
Neither one?
No.
The sarcopod or the succopod?
I don't think either the sarcopod or the succopod are for me.
Which way, Western man?
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like
somebody's sucking me.
And I don't want to come before I die. It's like that. It's
I want to die in blues.
It's that chick track of a guy getting, like, it's a guy who uses the machine to get sucked off, and a sicko is looking through the window, like, yeah.
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 So then the last thing here, this lady's chip got turned off. Yeah. Another one, she passes out during the broadcast here.
It's not about.
Hell yeah!
Oh my goodness!
Oh shit! Is it Jover for this girl?
It's Jover for Sneeko.
That guy put such a half-ass like trust fucking fall. Jesus, like catch this. The lady. What if that was her way of doing a meet cute because she wants to hook up with her co-gaker?
Drop some toast out of your mouth like an anime figure in the 90s.
Yeah.
She hits ground hard.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Whoops. He saw it coming a mile away.
Yeah, I think she just got smoked like that blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is this consummate professionalism that he doesn't get out of his chair to help her up? He fucking stays on camera?
You know what this is? It's the patriarchy.
Yeah.
This is
totally.
What the patriarchy looks like. Jim, the patriarchy will be televised.
Mm. Yeah, this is this nerd wanting to get this dumb bitch off the show for a while now.
Yeah.
Finally, all the attention's on me.
This guy, this five head, looking at the hottest chick in the world pass out, not lifting a finger.
Oh my goodness.
Look, why?
He doesn't even get out of his chair. What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, maybe it's Jover for him and not her.
Yeah, it could be Jover for this guy.
Get some help here. Let me come back to Lydia.
He looks like Pat Sajak, kind of, huh?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Pat Sajak looking motherfucker. That's what I'd say if I was there. I'd be like, this Pat Sajak looking motherfucker. Then I'd go over and I'd white knight that chick.
Lydia.
His chip gets turned off too. He's so flustered by her that his chip falls off.
Is this must be old? They're talking about the Harris loss. I never saw it before.
Yeah, like someone off camera runs in faster than that guy.
Okay,
just staring.
So maybe someone did wave him then. But still, show some fucking human decency. Pick her up off the floor, dude. I don't care if someone else is coming. Don't be some fucking dumbass news professional like an idiot.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Stupid ass sack of shit.
Yeah, did they say anything about her fainting?
I think the doctors ruled it as her being Jover.
Oh, I guess it was. The news story is only from like 12 hours ago.
Oh, what?
Who fainted on ear. She's feeling much better and on the mend, according to a spokesperson. Oh, right-wing political commentator Cameron Kinsey and former staffer under Donald Trump's presidential administration fainted mid-conversation during Thursday's episode of Fox News. Paramedics were called to the studio in Los Angeles Bureau, and they were promptly treated. We're happy to hear she's now feeling much better and wish her a speedy recovery.
I'm just going to say what everybody's thinking. Is she vaxxed?
Ooh. Oh.
Good point.
Boosted?
Good point.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Great point.
She boosted?
She's still boosting, though. She's saying...
Wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be funny if the next segment was about the suicide pod? She passes out, falls in the suicide
pod. Falls into it.
Door slams shut. She's like, ah! Then it starts sucking her off, and then she dies.
Hell yeah!
Oh my goodness!
Whatever you're playing, I can't see.
Yeah, no, I was just okay. It's the same thing. Even NBC News had to put some spooky music on it. Everyone has to put their own little spooky spin. But yeah, I guess it's so recent that there's not even a like a quote from her yet.
What happened. She's haunted.
Yeah, she's haunted.
I think that's why. I'm haunted. Quoted right before she passed out. I'm haunted.
And people in the comments, if you're in the chat right now, relax on saying how great of a voice she has. A lot of people on our recent, because we re-upped that video, and everyone's like, she's got a great voice. She's got a great future. It's like, I mean, again, we never said she was bad. I mean, I guess maybe she has some potential, but maybe we're just because we're grading it on a Corey curve that everyone's like so surprised.
The damn Corey curve got us again.
But anyways, that's fucking...
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. Godspeed to you.
Well, you know what my take is? Good for her. That's just this man's opinion.
Oh, wait, I'll play the wrong one.
I was
going
to say, is it DMX time?
Hold on, yeah, because I don't have my playlist. I got to pull it up. Hold on.
It's okay, Jim.
I played it.
Everybody forgive Jim.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody's freaking out right now.
Forgive
me. They need to settle down. Forgive Jim. If I don't see everyone in the chat saying that they forgive Jim, you know what? No stream-a-thon. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to give you guys an ultimatum, but I need the chat to forgive Jim or else no stream-a-thon.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Whoa. You heard it. You heard it first here. They better be fucking forgiving you right now. Pull it up. Pull up the chat.
Where's this shit?
Forgive Jim. I've already forgiven him. In fact, I didn't need to forgive him because I was never despicable enough to chastise him in the first place. But I'm still man enough to forgive him. You know what, Jim? I forgive you.
Oh, thank you. You're doing a good job.
There's nothing to forgive. Yeah, no problem. Nothing to forgive you about.
I'm
but
not sure why this isn't playing.
I do it anyway. Because sometimes that's just like that's what a relationship is. It's meeting the other person halfway, even if that's the reality. You don't feel like the reality is there. Thank God.
Ooh. Nailed it.
I was almost Jober.
Favorite part of the show. Oh, we got to give it up to Nepo Baby Bodyguard, aka Chris.
Yeah, our boy, friend of the show, Chris.
Much love. You know what? It was fun to see young Corey with his whole life ahead of him and actually kind of making his cringe work just because he had youth on his side for a little while.
Yeah. Especially after hearing him talk about that for so long, I now understand why he's been talking about that moment for so long.
What else do we talk about? Oh, I mean, he's doing his damn thing out there. He's still making hits. Still making hits, getting headlines, getting attention like none other. Mike's his biggest fan.
Shitting on the hood of a car.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love the shitting on the hood of a car. Universal Fan Fest, if you are...
Fantastic.
It's only got like a week or so left, or maybe a couple weeks left. If you do get a chance to go, it's highly recommended. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Really, really cool.
It's got a lot of potential. I hope they do it again next year and do it bigger and better like they want to do.
Like, based on how cool that D&D thing was and how interesting the adoption of a Star Cruiser type thing with Back to the Future was, like, we talked a little bit about it, but you can already see, like, imagine if they did a Ghostbusters type thing. Like, I'm not even like Ghostbusters guy, but you just think about it and go like, oh yeah, you could like do this with other recognizable stuff in a lot of fun ways.
Oh, give it up to the Suck Machine and the Suicide Machine.
Yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
My favorite band from the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack.
Suck Machine.
The Suck Machine.
The Swinging Utters.
And yes, as we've been mentioning throughout the show, next week is the Streamathon. Ooh.
Show up early.
I'm already, even though I'm excited for it, I'm already thinking, like, what are we getting ourselves into? Am I going to be this lady that passed out on Fox News,
yes,
passing out during the Streamathon?
Yes, you will.
It's going to be quite a fucking ordeal. It's a long time. It's a long time to be living and laughing and loving.
It's always a weird thing, too, because we've talked about this at the end, where we're always like, it feels weird to not, like, we wake up the next day after getting, it's like, it feels weird to not be in the studio. Like, yes. I'd go to, like, Walgreens and be like, why am I at Walgreens? I should be living in the studio.
get your plans. Cancel any other plans you got. Get ready for goddamn Streamathon. Get your donations in if you haven't. All amounts are much appreciated. That puts the time on the board, because that's the other thing. I guess we haven't stressed it like we usually do in the past. Like, I don't know. Maybe we only do it for like 8 hours.
Yeah, maybe it winds up only being 8 hours long.
Yeah, then I mean, that would be pretty sad and embarrassing. You.
Frankly, I'd be humiliated. I'd be absolutely humiliated in a public way.
Yeah. But I mean, that could be what happens. Who knows? But that's next week, starting at 5 p.m. right here on Jim and Them on YouTube and probably on Twitch as well.
You know, if you're curious about the previous Streamathon,
yes,
you can go to patreon.com/Jim and Them and a version. I believe it's like a stitched together, like chunks of it that all add together. How many was it?
There's a few, I don't know offhand, but yeah.
You broke it up in a really nice way, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
it's like every 3 hours, I think.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, it's broken up in segments on the Patreon. If you're a YouTube member, there's like an hour and a half segment, and then there's a 30-hour segment. You can just play it in full if you're a YouTube member. It's in our stream archive.
But yeah, you can check it out on patreon.com/Jim and Them. Give yourself
and
an
you know
idea.
What? Actually, let's... I didn't have time to make a promo for this year, but let's just take a gander at last year's promo with the Creed song. Why not? Huh?
Yeah, no.
Why
Jim,
not?
Frankly, you know what I don't forgive you for?
Yeah.
What, taking so long to come up with this idea? This is a genius
idea. I meant
idea.
To play it earlier. I goddamn should have. Of course, it's not going to bring it. Oh, there it is. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the WWF Desire videos, but this is the Jim and Them version.
Classic.
This is the Jim and Them version, and it's clips from the first year of the Streamathon, and just some general clips of just Jim and Them history. But real quick, it's a taste. Not only did us three go on this journey, you guys went on this journey with us, and there were some people that really put in the time, and that's awesome.
The chill zone,
so
baby.
Cool. Yeah. And I mean, I don't really know how else to say thanks. Like,
yeah,
I'm getting emotional.
Yeah. No.
Well, and then who's that other guy? Who's that? Who's this tart again? I forget his name. Cyrax. Oh, Cyrax. Yeah, because a lot of people love Cyrax these days. We watched some Cyrax during the first one. And I mean, I don't really know how else to say thanks. Like,
yeah,
I'm getting emotional.
Yeah. No.
We have so many episodes, so much content for me to try to go through. I appreciate everyone showing up in the YouTube. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for appreciating the show.
Thanks for the
Zoinko
buck.
Do the thing. I'm gonna have to do the pause thing. Oh. I just want to call out because this was 22 hours in. You can see the timer here.
Yeah.
This was 22 hours into the first Streamathon where Mike had to do a run around the block and to get his own energy up, and he just re-energized everyone. It was what a great moment.
Didn't expect it to become a moment, but it's like the moment everyone talks about.
Well, because then we started cranking Newfound Glory.
Yeah, I streamed it so that you guys could see, and then you started playing All Downhill from here, I think.
Even if no one listened,
I can't imagine we'd stop because this is such a fun excuse to show up and it's fun.
I would have killed myself fucking 4 years ago.
Sandro!
I'm free. I'm careless. I believe. Oh, but all the others will thrive. This brings tears.
Trying so hard.
Oh, dude, it was so magical. Oh, remember the lightning? We caught it. I forgot I've had both Chewbacca and Han Solo as a vanity plate.
Don't be confused. It's the 16th. That's from last year.
That's old.
But just a small taste. I think we'll have to, some of it, we'll have to take a look at some of our Jim and Them history, if you will.
Yeah.
For the streamathon, so get excited.
You know what the root of the word history comes from, Jim? It's from the it's saying hi story. So go to patreon.com/Jim and Them. You can check out the previous streamathon. You can also check out all sorts of bonus stuff we do. People seem to be enjoying it. We've had a lot of people join, and we have not had very many people dip out. So clearly, we're doing something right, because it's not one of those fly-by-night, give us $20 and you get a bonus 15-minute episode of something a month. No, no, no. Tons and tons of shit. We've been on there for like a decade, so there's like a gigantic backlog of things you can listen to. So many cool things. I would imagine some of the older stuff that was on the Patreon is like, as I thought about doing during the streamathon, it would be really fun if we did a Theater of the Mind.
Ah, yeah, that's good.
Always a good idea. So, Jim, what kind of stuff relevant to now is on the Patreon? Some new stuff for people.
Ooh, shit. What did we just upload recently? I always fucking forget. Well, we just recorded a movie commentary that's going to be going up this week. We watched...
The Working Man.
The Working Man. I even forgot what we just watched.
The Beekeeper 2.
Yeah, Jason Statham's recent action film... The Working Man. Is it as good as The Beekeeper?
Is it as good as reviews claim it to be?
Tune in to find out. We also got, let me see here. We did a watch this, discussing Thunderbolts.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of other recent movie releases or other films we've been watching. Of course, some tiers, if you're not a YouTube member, or if you don't want to be a YouTube member, you can get on the Patreon. You can watch the live stream videos. There's also a part zero where Jeff and myself discuss WrestleMania 41. There's also a pitch storm and Ain't Easy.
Oh, a really good one.
Where we take a random character and a random plot and we make our own film. And that's just a small taste. That's just the recent stuff. Like Mike said, there's years of content there. Patreon.com/Jim and Them. It's a goddamn steal. There's even a free tier. Check it out. Live it. Love it. Enjoy it.
Yeah. You can also live, love, and enjoy showswhatyouknow.com. Jim, what are people going to find at showswhatyouknow.com?
Ooh, I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. You can find it at showswhatyouknow.com. What do we got? We got new Last of Us season. We got the rehearsal going on right now. We got a new season of Andor going on right now.
Dude, that new season of Andor is fucking crazy good.
That's just the current stuff. We also discuss many other TV shows at showswhatyouknow.com. Check it out.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, what's going on in the comedy world of Las Vegas?
Oh, my God. Just follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram for all your Jeff Murphy needs. And that's it.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic. I've got a double Netflix endorsement.
What?
One, I don't know if people have heard, but Netflix did this thing over the last like 5 years where they had a lot of like, they were trying to like put games on and have interactive shows and stuff. They have decided, right, fuck all of that.
I heard they're taking them down, yeah.
Not only are they not making anything new, but they want to remove all of the things that were there because it's just like junking up their system, and they're like, well, we're not making anything else. We don't want it there anymore. So they're getting rid of everything on there that was like a part of that. And one of the things is a really, really good thing. I know that Black Mirror had its time in the sun, and now I feel like it's often thought of as maybe not negatively, but kind of like people are iffy about whether it's good or bad at the time. But they did one of the interactive things called the Bandersnatch. It is very, very good. It's like a meta choose your own adventure about people working on a game about a book, but then like the reality starts becoming recursive. It's very cleverly put together, and I think it's only up there for like 2 more days as of this recording. So check it out if you never did. It's a cool thing, and I bet you someone's probably already like ripped it and thrown it on YouTube in a way that you can like roughly interact with it, but it's probably not quite the same, but it's pretty cool. And then a movie that came out recently, Hard Eyes, already on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I really like Hard Eyes.
And we saw Hard Eyes in theaters, and I think we talked about it on one of the watch lists recently, but it was a good movie. And so in my eyes, I still think of it as a relatively new movie. And so the fact that it's already on Netflix, you should check it out. So that is my double Netflix recommendation. I'm endorsing checking out the Bandersnatch before it is removed and checking out Hard Eyes, both on Netflix.
It really is a harsh reminder that, yeah, it's like, oh, it's great, we have this streaming, but like, they just take shit away. They take shit that they've made.
Yeah.
You're always thinking like, oh, I can watch that whenever. No, you can't.
Nope.
But anyways, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're then.
And we're out.
Word.